Two armed men hijacked a bus in an Athens suburb Wednesday and are holding more than 20 people on board hostage. The hijackers are demanding €1 million in ransom and safe passage. The two men, armed with shotguns, rifles, and what they claim to be grenades, boarded the bus early Wednesday morning as it headed from a suburb of the Greek capital, Athens, to the center of the city. The driver, ticket collector, and one woman passenger managed to escape as the two men reportedly fired shots into the roof of the bus. More than 20 other passengers were left on board, and as police closed around the blue commuter bus, one of the hostage takers, wearing a white T-shirt, walked to the driver's window and fired two warning shots from what appeared to be a shotgun. The bus, immobile on the side of a two-lane road that was used as the marathon route during this summer's Olympic Games, was quickly blocked in by a police car parked closely behind it and a large bus parked in front. The two men, who are believed to be either Russian or Albanian, have demanded safe passage to the airport and more than $1.3 million in ransom. They promised to release all the hostages at the airport. Negotiators and special forces troops camped around the bus for almost 6 hours before they achieved their first breakthrough, the release of a middle-aged man, apparently for medical reasons. He was followed over the next hour by four other hostages, as negotiators apparently made rapid progress. Greece has had experience of several bus hostage takings in recent years. Earlier this year, a man held a bus driver at gunpoint for an hour before surrendering. 4 years ago, a local man took over a bus carrying Japanese tourists before he too surrendered. In 1999, Albanian men took over two buses in separate incidents. In one, the hostage taker was shot dead by Greek police after a two-day standoff. In the other, the bus crossed to Albania, where special forces stormed the bus, killing the hostage taker and a passenger. Harry de Ketel for VOA News in Athens.